Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An unbelievable win. Maxi was miraculous. I mean, he saved their butt. He really did. You know, Joel, it's been an interesting conversation as it relates to Joel from last night. You know, whether you see his contributions more as a plus or a minus. I mean, obviously, if he's supposed to be a top three player in basketball, his contributions are more of a minus because you want more. But, you know, he also did give him a lot. I mean, he did give him a triple-double. He did give him four blocks and pretty damn good defense for good stretches of the game. I mean, it was not a high-scoring game, and his presence in the paint, even when he doesn't block a shot, you know, can deter people from shooting in there sometimes. They got to circle around. You know, it was I think this was around halftime last night. Spike Eskin put out the following. So, again, this is after the beginning portion of the game. Spike tweeted, regardless of the final outcome, Joel Embiid has had a half of basketball to avoid. Joel Embiid has had a half of basketball to avoid an excruciating amount of criticism, and would be largely deserved. Basically, saying the criticism of Joel is warranted. He says he brought the absolute worst energy he could. Disappointing, but true. So now, look, you know, we have this Twitter poll about Embiid last night, and it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, with Armin offering the highest quality certified pre-owned vehicles in the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. The question being, were you more proud of Joel last night or frustrated with him? Let's all go on the record. John, first crack.
Frustrated.
Devin, where are you on Joel last night? Proud or frustrated?
I mean, somewhere in the middle, but more frustrated.
Seltzer, what do you got? Proud or frustrated at Joel more last night?
I think for 98% of the game, I would have said frustrated, but at the very end, I think I came away more proud.
Okay, so your overall answer, you would lean proud.
I think so, yeah, 51-49.
Hold on, you just said 98% of
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they won the game.
So and
he
proud?
And he came through in overtime. He played defense. He had rebounds. So, yeah, I am frustrated with him, but at the end of the day, they won the game and he played a role in it, so I got to lean more proud.
All right, Rhea, both obviously apply. Which do you feel more about his performance, proud or frustrated?
Yeah, he was huge in overtime. I loved the way he played, but for Spike to point out his energy,
yeah.
I didn't like his energy. Sometimes Joel shows up at a game and you go, oh, that's a little loss.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And that's how I felt, but... You know, to Tyrese Maxey's credit, man,
yeah.
He was going to drag them kicking and screaming.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Look, you can vote on this poll and obviously weigh in at 215-592-9494. How you assessed Joel last night. I mean, to me, it is very 50-50-ish. There was some really good and there was some really bad. I would lean more toward proud.
because I do think he's injured. I've been pointing that out the whole time. I do think he's not fully conditioned. I've been pointing that out the whole time. And they did ask him to play a ton. Look, I'm also struck by the fact that when he was on the court in the first quarter, they had a 9-point lead, and then he goes off the court for a couple minutes, and then the game is tied. I mean, I can't ignore that reality. Do I love that he's not killer guy out there? No, I don't love that. Matter of fact, I hate it. I mean, I do. I hate it. You know, I wish he had a different, not just how he plays, but how he would emote. You know, I wish that he would carry himself. Like, John, you know, I've said before, and it's one of the great lines I love from history. It's been reported that 100 so years ago when Teddy Roosevelt and your ancestor with the Rough Riders, your ancestor was part of the Rough Riders, the Battle of San Juan Hill in the War of 1898, that Teddy Roosevelt, who was the leading commander, turned to his subordinates, all the troops, and he didn't say charge, like, hey, you guys go get it, charge. Teddy Roosevelt turned to his guys right before they did charge, and he said, follow me. Meaning I'm charging with you, and I'm charging first.
It's
follow me, guys.
It's the sign of greatness.
And Joel doesn't have that.
It, for any leader, any coach, any teacher, it players appreciate that you aren't asking them to do something that you wouldn't do
That's
yourself.
Right. That's right.
That you've been through it, that you've done it. They want to see that you're tough, that you are, you know, that you're like they want to be.
That's right. So Joel's never going to be that.
I'm
just kind of like shifting my mind to, you know, maybe this thing turns into more of a Maxi show in time. Look, maybe it all won't.
Tyrese Maxey can be the killer.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that he has had his struggles at times in this series. But at the age of 23, he is so far ahead of the curve. It's incredible. I mean, really, for his age, he's amazing. All right, let's go to the phones. The other Twitter poll question we have, and we keep reassessing after every game, who wins the series, Sixers or Knicks? You can vote on that one as well.
I think it's really interesting to sort of reassess this Sixers organization. You look at it differently now. If Tyrese is the guy, Joel is the five that, you know, of course, what were we thinking? Why are we trying to run everything through a five? You know, it makes more sense to run things through Tyrese. And then you bring someone in that adds more.
And that's the next year thing. I will say this, though, on this current iteration and the idea of kind of handing the baton to Maxi now. He's really, while I love him, okay, this isn't the day to be critical of Maxi. This isn't a criticism. He's not a top five player in the NBA. He's not a top 10 player in the NBA. He's probably like 8 to 14.
But he's the guy who other players
and that's
in the
tough
NBA
to win a championship
look at
with
and appreciate
sure.
and understand that there is growth potential there, and they see the growth that's already occurred.
Dude.
He's widely respected for the work that he puts in. Everyone knows about Tyrese Maxey.
You know who I want the Sixers to sign this offseason.
Yes.
LeBron James. LeBron James put out he put out a tweet last night after Maxey hit the shots. It was Tyrese with, I mean, I'm trying to add this up here. This is about 15 or 20 exclamation points. That was LeBron James last night. So, you know, he's watching. He's impressed.
We're going to have to get Bronny, too.
Yeah, I know. Over under for LeBron James' son, Bronny James, for where he'll be picked right now is 39.5 for the draft. I think he's going to go in the first round, even though he can't play. I mean, you.
It's like, insane.
It's sort of like the worth a shot argument. I remember my brother saying to me years ago, because, you know, Jordan came out of retirement and played with the Wizards, obviously, starting in the 01-02 season. So after the Sixers had made the finals. And I remember my brother saying to me in hindsight, after the Sixers lost the 01 finals, and then when, you know, Jordan came out of retirement to play for the Wizards after he had owned a portion of the Wizards, my brother said, you know, Joe, all any team had to do was be the first team to the table to give Michael Jordan some ownership. Like, if the Sixers had given Jordan some ownership, like a little slither, you know, would Jordan have come out of retirement and played for the Sixers? I was like, huh. Never thought of it that way. And, like, maybe with Michael Jordan, like, maybe the 0-1 Sixers do win a championship. Maybe. So, you know, this LeBron James son thing is, you know, do you draft the son in order to get the father? I mean, it's too big.
Isn't it icky?
It's icky. It's icky.
It's icky, but if it's a world championship.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
especially in this league.
Pay.
I mean, the amount of trade given away first round. I mean, the amount of, like, Right. You know, what's worse? It's like trading a first-round pick for LeBron in a way, right? I mean,
pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's right.
A late first-round pick. I'm okay with that.
It is crazy for a player to have that much power, though.
It is.
Like, to be that good to say, if you want me, you have to draft myself.
Well, and the
especially at 40, I mean, right. Or when he's going
to be,
you know?
And the other thing is we don't actually know whether he will make a priority to play with his son or not. He's given conflicting messages on whether he will. So, anyway, that's a, you know, in 2 months thing, you know, month and a half, 2 months with all that. Obviously, the here and now is right now. And it's Tyrese Maxey, what he did last night. Let's go to the phones. Game 6 tomorrow night, Jeff in Wilmington right now. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Jeff.
You know what? I think I'm more frustrated with if to answer the poll, mm-hmm. way more. And look, I don't know how injured Joel is or his conditioning. We're not there, so we really don't know. The thing that frustrates me the most is not specifically him. It's the organization itself and not being able to put the proper pieces around him. I mean, you really only have him and Maxey at this point. And if one of them isn't playing well,
yep.
you're in trouble. And if not for Maxey stepping up last night, they probably would have lost. And, in fact, I was expecting them to lose.
Of course.
Does Joshua Harris even know they're playing? Like, would he to buy the tickets, he has to know that they're still in the playoffs, correct?
Look, he's normally there, but that doesn't mean that he represents us as a town. Jeff, he drives
not.
Me. I can't stand his presence in Philadelphia sports.
I saw a quick shot of
the
him
last
during
years.
This game. Did you catch that?
I thought his wife was there
on the sideline, and I was surprised at his sweatshirt. There was I don't know. I wanted him to be Sixered up. He wasn't. I wanted him to be Phillied up. He wasn't.
Look, he roots for the Sixers when he goes to these games, but he doesn't represent Philly.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like what?
Doesn't.
You know, Jeff.
What the guy looks like.
Well,
to be honest with you, dude.
Jeff.
Seriously,
I'll tell you this, man. So there's a lot, and thanks for the call, Jeff. There was a lot from game one of the 2001 finals to be proud of. Obviously, most notably, Allen Iverson's 48 points. And the way that, you know, he did what he did and stepped over Tyronn Lue and Rajah Bell with the spinning shot in the lane and all that stuff. But to me, one of the enduring images of that game was in a Staples Center that was really packed, obviously, with Lakers fans, was Pat Croce sitting near courtside. He wasn't in the first row, but he was near courtside. And he was so pumped up and fist pumping and the whole deal. And I remember as a Philadelphian, and I watched that game in Hoboken that night. I was living up there. I came down for most of the Sixers playoff games because I just wanted to be with my family and friends to watch almost every game. But that particular game, I remember sitting in my apartment in Hoboken watching that and just being so proud to be a Sixers fan, seeing our owner represent our town and our team that way. And Josh Harris just isn't that. And we're going to have to live with it until he sells the team. Someday he will, because that's his whole thing. He flips things. But for now, this is what we got. And, you know, it's like get on board with Maxey and Embiid or you know, don't. And I'm like half on board because I'm on board with those guys, but I'm frustrated with the owner. And that won't change until he's gone. Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Switching gears.
Oh, switching gears to his phone. Just
oh, no. Oh.
Sorry, buddy. Well, you know what we could switch gears to when Seltzer got all fired up earlier today? John, why don't you set the table for this one? For the audience that didn't hear it earlier, how would you describe what they're about to hear?
Well, we had a foible. We had a bit of a
foible.
Yeah. Jimmy got very fired up. Jimmy, and to his credit, he attempted freaking or fricking a couple times. A couple times. And you knew what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
And then eventually, as that intensity increased, so did the forgetfulness.
Sure
and
did.
That fricking became something else.
Became a different F word. So the backstory is Elliot had put out a tweet after the game, and it's pretty interesting, actually. Elliot had a tweet saying Josh Harris should buy up all the open tickets and then hand them out to Sixers fans to make sure no Knicks fans are there. So James wanted to, like, yeah, that's a good idea. But James...
mortified.
With an F-bomb. With an F-bomb, ladies and gentlemen. It took it a little far.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude. Like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. James, you recovered so well.
I'm so embarrassed.
No,
thank
you have
you,
nothing to be embarrassed about. You recovered like a pro, truly.
It's all good, James. It's all good.
I think it is, too. I think it's very good by you.
James.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't feel down, man. Trust me. Right, you're showing your passion for the Sixers.
Seriously.
In the city of Philadelphia.
Good?
It didn't make the air. It's all good. Like, we're good. Everything's good. All right, everything's really great because of what Tyrese Maxey did last night. We'll get to some audio of him in a moment. Let's get to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just to punctuate, Joe, when you say greatness on Maxey, yeah. I want to keep this simple and straightforward. Here's a stat which is mind-blowing. When you take all the great three-point shooters, I won't name them all, but Ray Allen, Steph, obviously, Reggie Miller,
yep,
et cetera, and you compare that to Maxey, Maxey's regular season three-point shooting percentage this year, 37%, postseason, 43%. He's the only guard I could find that goes up substantially postseason, and he's doing it for his career. All these guys depreciate postseason because of the way they play defense in your grill. Maxey's finding a way with that defense to increase his three-point shooting. Man, you talk about greatness.
So, Chuck, I love that a lot. I will say this. Small sample size for him compared to Reggie Miller and Ray Allen and Steph.
Yeah, 45 postseason games isn't bad. You're right.
I know, but those guys played hundreds because, you know, those teams got out of the second round of the playoffs.
And it may dilute itself over time, but so far, I mean, it's unbelievable so far anyway, you know?
Yeah, no, that's it's a good point, Chuck. Yeah. No, I like that man. Chuck, appreciate the call, man. Let's listen to Charles Barkley. A lot of praise for Tyrese Maxey after the game last night.
And let me say this. This was all about Maxey.
Yep.
Listen, Tobias played better. Kelly played better. But, man, Mr. Maxey, man, you were spectacular. You put this team on your back at Madison Square Garden. It was beautiful to watch.
It really was. I mean, and listen, because Joel didn't or couldn't give him the full go, I mean, he played the full minutes, if you will, but he couldn't be his level of excellence that he otherwise can be when healthy and engaged and that whole thing. This was required. I mean, it did seem like they were dead in the water. Now, to all of their credit, because none of them stopped trying, there was no moment last night where I felt like anyone on the Sixers lagged in effort. I think Joel lagged in basic offensive focus, where he was making dumb plays, and I'll use that word, dumb plays. Like, passing the ball to the wrong person at the wrong spot at the wrong time. Like, dude, what are you doing? I didn't think it was a lack of effort. I thought it was just dumb basketball. But they all tried.
I think there was a lack of, I don't know what the word would be. Is it proper intensity? Proper focus on the proper things? There were times where that ball, you know, it's glancing off of his fingertips out of bounds, or he's making a pass that's just so inaccurate and so lackadaisical. There was almost, a laissez-faire attitude at times when this is a must-win game.
Look, you could be right. I mean, obviously,
it was strange to see.
It's hard to know intent. I just thought it was more dumb than
it got. It got so much better.
Yeah, it did. But here's the deal: they dug down, and Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith last night on TNT postgame were very clear and impressed by the Sixers' resiliency.
This is what playoff basketball is all about. We've seen miracles, and not miracles. I would say we've seen the lack of quitting from teams throughout NBA playoff history. And this was a great evidence of not quitting in a game.
And to add on to what Chuck said, Maxey, let me tell you something, brother. I've seen a lot of games. You played a hell of a game, young man. I'm so proud of you.
Just great, man. It really is. By the way, I gotta.
Kenny didn't want to say miracle. Like, he wanted to dial it back. Like, at the very greatest, this is not quitting on a game.
It was close to a miracle, like, John.
He made it so much more tepid than it should have been, than I was feeling at the time.
Look, with the way it looked and the way it felt. By the way, I got to rip my boy. So if anyone knows Jack Longstaff, CHA class of 1996, give him a hard time today. John, he texts me. Like, so right after regulation.
Wait, why would I know this person?
You don't know.
Let it go,
I'm just saying, for anyone. No, you don't know. For anyone listening, rip my boy today if you know him privately. Because here's what happens. The game ends. Regulation ends. So I go to text because, you know, I want to see all hell breaking loose on my text with all my friends and family. So I open up this text. So pathetic, have to trade Embiid.
Ooh.
And I go, hold on, ... because the game's in overtime. Hold on, ... And then I go, a little smiley face, right? Because I'm like, I'm happy. The Sixers. And he goes, I turned it off. And I go, overtime. And he goes, no way. And then he goes, are you serious? With like 10 question marks. So I guess other, maybe he's not the only one that turned the game off. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're waking up to the news and if you turned it off, the Sixers actually won that game.
What an unfortunate.
Well, look,
no, that's
my point.
He kept it off. It's clearly good luck for him to not watch. So
not allowed to
watch
Thursday.
That's right.
That would be great.
So my point is, some people really bailed, and the Sixers did not. Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I think what I saw was in that fourth quarter, we had Tally, I'm quitting, Joel. And then I think Maxie wouldn't let him quit. I think Maxie just brought him back. And you're right, he's not a top five player, because you could tell when he got punched in the face, they didn't even attempt to give him a call.
Say that when who got punched in the face, Joel?
Maxie.
No, Maxie. Yeah.
Well, he's not a top five player because he's not a top five player. But yeah, he's not going to get as many calls as some will get. You know, yeah.
Yeah. But my plan is, we have an owner in the town who actually owns a team and loves the team in the city. Mr. Middleton, please buy those tickets.
Oh, man.
Your team is off tomorrow. They could be there. Let's do it.
I like that. Middleton
and
Lurie.
The team is off.
Okay, so now we're really talking billions here. So forget Bryce Harper's $330 million. If John Middleton and Jeffrey Lurie with their billion step in and buy the tickets, right? Now we're cooking here. I like that. You know, we're only cooking because Tyrese Maxey bailed him out. Let's listen to the end of regulation. The two sequences at the end of regulation where obviously he saved their bacon big time, forced overtime. The first, the Sixers are down six. It does appear that they are going to lose. You know, that little guard from New York hits that floater in the lane. Nick Nurse takes the timeout. I mean, their chances of winning, if we looked up that ESPN stats thing, probably less than
95.8% was what the Knicks were at to win. So
that's not as
under 5%, but less than I would have thought. I would have thought even more than that. Yeah.
All right. So, but Maxie, not only does he make a 4-point play, he makes it fast. So it doesn't take much time. This was critical.
Now they're just trying to get to the finish line and wrap up this series. Maxie floats it up and in, plus the foul.
Had to have it, got it, get the help from Mitchell Robinson, and then, John, as you pointed
out,
an amazing shot.
Amazing shot to force your way, know that you're drawing the foul, and somehow guide that thing in.
Yeah.
And remember, this was after missing three free throws in a row.
That's right.
Down the stretch when, man, we could have used those free throws.
Yeah.
You know, he always bouncing around off the walls, happy. It didn't faze him at all.
No, and that's resiliency, and that's mental toughness, and that's dealing
with
struggle.
That's why it really helps when you got a guy with an attitude like Tyrese has got. And Joel's attitude needs some work.
Well, you know, I'm always struck by, and you guys know we've played the audio a lot through the years, what Jason Kelce said after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and he sat at the locker room talking about his grandfather giving him the Calvin Coolidge quote about persistence, you know, and like Maxey had it, and Maxey has it. And it was without it, they would have lost. I mean, the bottom line is if he had gotten down on himself to the point where it affected his play. And he had a right to be down on himself. He was down on himself.
He made a couple of mistakes.
Yeah, so. I mean, he talked post-game about the fact that he was down on himself, but not to the extent that he allowed it to affect his play.
Do you know who helped him?
Who's that?
He talked post-game that he got a pep talk. So this guy isn't helping him on the court. He said Buddy Hield gave him, like, the best pep talk he could ever have.
Pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too.
The guy that's not playing and he's still into the game, I think that's pretty cool.
Anyway, max contract for Buddy Hield next year.
That's the biggest contribution of the season.
Let's give him a Tobias contract. All right, so Maxie, you know, makes it a 2-point game. Knicks then hit one free throw, one out of two from Josh Hart, and then Maxie hits the other, I mean, to say the least, absolutely essential shot.
And rolls down for Hart. The Knicks up by three. 10 seconds left in game five. Maxie fires. He's got it. Tie game. 8.1 to play. 41 for Maxie. 3 seconds left. Brunson. 2 seconds. Brunson at the horn. It's blocked. Overtime at the Garden. Philadelphia is not done yet. Tyrese Maxie comes through in the clutch.
Look, I thought it really was the best, most exciting Sixers game since the Sixers won game 1-0-1 versus the Lakers, and AI did it in the Staples Center. I mean, it was awesome. I also think we're seeing the best series. I'm certain of this. We're seeing the best series the Sixers have been involved in since 0-1 versus Toronto and Milwaukee back-to-back series. I mean, this, in my opinion, independent of being a Sixers fan, and I know the Sixers are still down, and I know they might not win, this is one of the great NBA series I've ever seen.
I said this to my buddy last night.
It's incredible.
Exact same thing.
If I
said that I remember.
I love it. I don't love having a heart attack every single
game. It is tough.
It's entertaining.
Look, if they pull this off, I mean...
then we'll be in the second round.
That's right.
Hey, how about the last 330? The last 330 of this game, 13-4.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Run 13-4 down the stretch. I didn't realize we were going on that run at the time. It felt like it was so back and forth.
The runs are killing
me. Do anything right.
The runs are why I got a bidet, but that's a whole nother matter. The runs are so incredible. Like, are there bigger runs in NBA right now than there ever was?
There must.
The 3-point shot has to add to that, right? Because I don't remember this growing up where it's like 10 points here, 12 points the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens so,
it's,
you know.
It's like double digits don't matter.
Yeah.
The Tyrese thing, it's 7 points in a play.
26 seconds.
Well, they play at a faster pace, and they take more 3-point shots now.
Yeah.
So I think that speaks to it. All right, one more piece of audio, then right back to the phones. Because obviously when Maxey hit the second shot, and then Nicholas Batum blocked the Brunson shot, overtime was forced. We saw not only the greatest show of emotion from Tyrese Maxey in his career, I would honestly say one of the greatest demonstrations of emotion I have ever seen a Philadelphia athlete give. I mean, John, when you think of the classics, you think of Doc, some Kelsey stuff, obviously. You know, Kelsey had some emotional moments out there on the field. I mean, obviously, all the Eagles players when they won the Super Bowl, right? But, like, you know, I mean,
but this was so singular. This
it
was like,
it was
look what I was able to do.
Yeah, we pulled this off, and look, he knew he did
Reese
it.
Hoskins with the bat.
Reese with the bat. I mean, obviously, Brad Lidge down on his knees. Carlos Ruiz coming in to hug him. Like, this was an all-time, you know, AI with some of the – I remember when AI, when the Sixers beat Toronto, when Vince Carter missed his shot, and God bless Tyrone Hill for getting out on him. So when Vince Carter missed that shot, you know, AI and Eric Snow and Aaron McKee, they raced down the floor together, and then AI was climbing into the stance. And like and that was remarkably emotional. But this was an all-time emotional moment. Tyrese Maxey talked after the game about the flood of everything that was going through him while he celebrated as he headed back to the bench.
I was saying some things that my grandma probably wouldn't like, honestly. But, I mean, listen, that's a lot of emotion. Like I said, man, I'm a happy guy, but I absolutely hate losing it, especially when it's certain times. Like, I missed three free throws, crucial free throws. Then I turned the ball over late. I'm like, people don't see me upset a lot, but I was really upset. I just wanted to go out there and make up for it for my teammates, man. I feel like I played pretty well the whole game, and to force to, you know, lose a game like that, lose the season like that, I would have been crushed.
Look, a lot of respect to Maxi, man. I mean, he has become a star. He really has. By the way, Phil's won last night. Castellanos and Rojas both with ninth inning home runs and an A.J. Brown press conference that perhaps we'll talk more about tomorrow.
Do we have the most free talking player in all of professional sports too, and Tyrese Maxey? Like, I don't think that we've given proper appreciation to just the way he conducts business. You know, when he, after a game, sits in front of his locker and just sort of, I don't know, holds shop. And the conversation just ranges all over
the place. Kelsey had that.
He gives so much more than what the normal standard is for a professional athlete to speak after a game. It's so much richer. It's so much, I don't know, nicer for us as fans. Like, we should appreciate what he's doing, not just as a player, but just the information that he's given us after.
Well, the bottom line is that
is wonderful also.
That's part of why the town vibed with Allen Iverson, Jason Kelsey, Charles Barkley, like guys that they keep it real. You know, Jeremiah Trotter. I mean, win or lose, keep it real. Stand there, sit there, answer the questions. Be real, be authentic.
This is a new
show
level
your emotion.
Of just
Brian
affable
Dawkins.
And authentic.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Really awesome to watch.
All right, to the phones with Sean and Horsham. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Man, what a crazy night last night, guys. It's almost like lactic acid was building up in my body through all the negativity I was seeing up through the final 5 minutes. And in the final 30 seconds when Maxey hit that, or however many seconds it was, when Maxey hit that three and stunned the Garden.
Sure did.
Like, I did not even know how to respond myself because you guys saw how hectic this game was. This game was like, what are the refs doing? There was like, we laid a finger on Brunson and they're calling fouls on him. Well, our guys are getting hacked. They're not calling fouls. And, you know, you don't want to blame the refs. I'm almost like, let them play. But this was a crazy game back and forth. And when Maxey hit that three, I didn't know how to respond until 30 seconds later. I started flipping out because all the positivity was – my body was allowing the positivity to come at me. And, guys, this is a game – this is my biggest point. This is a game when I was watching, you could see Embiid being a little too – like, I think physically – we keep talking about his physical presence, but I think what I saw last night was that he didn't have that killer instinct. Mind you – it has to be developed. Players have to be nurtured. This is welcome to the groaning of a Philadelphia franchise player, Embiid, and you got to work through this. But I was
Sean, he better figure it out fast because he's closer to the end of his career than the beginning of his career. I mean, this is his 10th year in pro basketball and his 8th as a player.
Time is of the essence. And guess who stepped up? And time is of the essence.
I know.
And I was saying, and God was realizing what needs to be done is it's on you. It's on you. Not Embiid, but it's on the regular guy. And guess who steps up? Maxey and Oubre, two of the most unlikely individuals that, you know, as far as projections are concerned, right, guys? And God said, this is your chance, and it's on you to write the scripture, so to speak. And they both stepped up, Oubre and Maxey, and that's a Philadelphia story.
All right, Sean, love your phone call. Appreciate that. Let's get to Jerry, the truck horn driver. What's going on, Jerry?
What's up, fellas?
Well, the horn got a little it struggled there a little
bit. That's better than the fake mouth horn that you were trying to do for a long time. I love the authenticity.
Did it not come through good enough?
That's part of it did, and then it tailed off. But it's all right. It's all good. Jerry, the Sixers got the win, my man. What a win.
I was watching that game, and I'm like, man, we're going to need a miracle here at the end. I guess a miracle, but it seemed like Embiid was dishing off to Maxey most of the time because he had the hot hand when they were coming up the court. He was trying to find Maxey. And, man, when he shot that shot, I'm like, holy cow, he's so far behind a three, and it was nothing but net.
Yep.
I mean, pure. But why can't they stop Brunson? Man, that guy is killing us. They couldn't stop that guy.
Well, he's really good. I mean, that's the simple answer.
It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It felt at times like they could not stop the three. Like, and it's felt like that throughout this whole series. Honestly, even the regular season, and that is frustrating.
Jerry, he's reminding me more and more of Steve Nash. That's the guy, you know. Yeah. Steve Nash had a combination of playmaking, but also shot making, and also very similar in that the league didn't realize how good the guy was when he became a free agent. Like Steve Nash, Dallas let him go. He went to the Phoenix Suns, and then all of a sudden was a two-time MVP.
Funny, because Dallas let Jalen Brunson
That's
go.
Right.
Wow, you're right.
That's what it reminds me of. I'm not saying Brunson's going to win two straight MVPs, but he has become a truly great NBA
He's
player.
He's got more offensive moves and just things that he can go to than anyone in recent memory.
Well, like, it goes to show you how good the 2018 Nova team was. I mean, to have Brunson, Bridges, DiVincenzo, and I know it was
Hart.
Spellman. No, it wasn't Hart on
Hart
that
was the
team.
Year before, yeah.
And it was 2018 was a young Colin Gillespie, I think, a young Colin Gillespie. But I'm forgetting one person right now. But anyway, it was a loaded team. It really, really was. All right, Joel Embiid obviously is supposed to be the main man, and last night he was not. He gave them an unusual triple-double. It was a triple-double, but it also involved 9 turnovers. It was almost a quadruple-double. The New York crowd was on him right from the jump. They've been on him all series. He talked post-game about the villain thing and sort of what's going on through his mind as the New York crowd's getting on him.
It's not hostile. I mean, I love New York. New York is, you know, my favorite city in the world. I have a place here for the past 5 years. So, you know, I just love New York. And then the fans, you know, when you play against a team, you know, they're always going to pick that guy. And, you know, they're saying to him, I pick me, which is fun. I love it. You know, if I got to be the punching bag and, you know, and you hear a lot of, you know, FMB, you know, that's okay. I love it. I wish I was myself. So, I mean, it usually gets me going in those situations because you want to put yourself in those situations and kind of shut them up.
So, John, let me ask you, I mean, obviously he did not really shut them up. It was really Maxi. But let me ask you this question. So he's talking about how he's got that place up there. So let's say it's July. Now, the Sixers might win the series. They might lose the series. But, like, when he's up there in July.
Hanging out?
Yeah, like, what? Do they FM beat him as he walks? I mean, he can't hide. This is not
There's
a 5'10"
no
dude.
He's walking
he's
in 7'2". To, like, grab a bite to eat somewhere
no
unnoticed.
Way.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what
Everyone
happens?
Everyone knows Joel Embiid's walking in.
I mean, he's like public enemy number one up there right
People
now.
People are a lot nicer when it's in person. It and, you know, they'll be a lot meaner when you're not right up when the 7'2" guy's not right in your face.
He's
be
not
a little
going
different.
To a section of, like, you know, New York, like, you know, Queens or something like that.
I don't know.
Wearing
I mean,
some jeans.
They
and
got
a
some
t-shirt
rude people up there.
And the owner of the place where he's eating wants a picture that he can post right inside
exactly.
the
Exactly,
They're
John.
Being awfully nice.
When you see someone of that size come at, like, when you're not expecting it, like when you go to get. I was at a Super Fresh many years ago, and Andrew Bynum walked up the lane next to me.
Yep.
And I had Clark was a baby. I mean, yep. He was like literally thing. And Clark just kind of turned and his eyes went. He had never
sure.
seen a man that large. He thought he was like a superhero.
Yeah, Embiid in person, it's staggering. It really is. He is so massive.
Yeah.
Well, look, they pulled it off last night. Maxi was really the one that pulled it off. But credit also to Tobias Harris with a really quality game. And Batum with some great defense, including the block at the end. Look,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.